So we got Bex and Buster in here.
Hello.
This is both of your first time on my podcast, which is pretty cool.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. We appreciate it. We see everybody else get on it, and we're like, when are we?
Yeah, what's going on? Haven't I been boys with you for like over a decade?
Well, you know what? I think we don't have enough Instagram followers. Nugget.
You guys won't hang out with me on the weekends, which is when I can shoot it with you, so
that's
I don't want to hear any of that.
That was true.
All right, good point.
I'd be like, hey, what do you guys, do you want to get lunch on the weekend? You guys are like, I don't know.
I usually don't have lunch on
the weekend. Seems like a whole deal.
Yeah, lunch.
Well, you have a busy weekend anyways this weekend. You don't want to be hanging out with us.
Yeah, well, do I have a busy weekend?
You
would
do.
Know, because what we've been doing is Bex has gotten control. I set up a Bumble just for her because she was – how did this start? Were you just saying that you would be good at being able to find and, like, set me up with people on there? Like,
well,
better than me at these conversations, well, and profiles?
Okay, I think the thing is we all – you come in here all the time and we always talk about sort of your dating life. And I feel like, you know, you've been striking out quite a bit.
I don't. That is not how I would frame this.
Okay, maybe not.
I just haven't met anybody that...
If he wanted to be with half of the girls that he matches with and goes out and dates and whatever, he could.
Okay, but he's not, which means he's striking out.
No, striking out would imply that no one wants to talk to him or meet him or anything. And I don't think that's
okay,
the case.
Okay, so fine.
I think
foul
he's just
balls.
Picky.
Okay?
Fine. Whatever analogy...
They're like going out there... All we know is he hasn't hit a home run yet.
All we know is he's at 3rd and 10, yeah, and he's looking to get a first down.
Yeah. So I don't know why we have so many stupid football or whatever sports references, but that's sort of where this stemmed from, where I was like, just give me a shot. Let me try this. And you did. And I've been doing it now for 5 days. I've taken over your Bumble.
And I am so excited because I've tried to avoid talking about it too much. But she texts me this morning. She texts me this morning and she's like, quick, what's your favorite TV show?
Well, because the thing is so doing this has been fun. But there's also a piece of like girl code that I feel like I'm really breaking. Because I am not like... I don't know how I would feel if the roles were reversed. I found out that, like, I'm not talking to the guy that I matched with. I'm talking to, like, his coworker or whatever.
Right.
So there's a sense of guilt. So what I've been very cognizant of is making sure that I am genuine in who you are in my responses. So, like...
But no, because let's talk about some of your responses. So she's made me sound so... feminine, like I can't. I'm gonna end up friends with so many of these people instead of they're not gonna be. They're gonna be like, wait a minute, you don't like Beyonce half as much as you said you did.
Yeah, why all of the like Beyonce references? And you definitely make him sound like he's
because I go and see what's in their profiles, and then I try to associate what I'm responding with what. So this one girl, for instance, loved Beyonce, so I was like. Smooth. I've been so smooth.
We have plenty of time to criticize Bex, but let's let you go through. Let's see your presentation of how the results have been, because I haven't heard. We just hear like little bits and pieces all week. She'll say like, oh, I match with this person. She seems cool.
And all she says is, I'm so smooth.
Yeah.
So let's talk about like who's the hottest on the trail that he's got.
Okay. I know that so what we've been doing is intentionally dating. You're not just out here swiping. Like, I'm not just swiping on girls that look like they're hot.
Okay.
I want them to be hot, obviously.
Thank
but
you.
But I'm intentionally swiping, which means I'm intentionally trying to get you to date somebody that we could see some longevity in. And
so you're judging a book by its cover.
No, not at
good
all.
Well, that's the app. I mean, let's be honest. That's what you have to.
Yeah, that is very true. But, like, there's a way of being hot in a photo without coming across looking trashy.
As a hua.
Is that? I've never. A hua.
A whore.
Oh. Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah. So I've been trying to be very cognizant of that. And let me tell you, the girls on these apps are beautiful. And there's, like, doctors and lawyers. And, like, there's a lot of really incredible women that are eligible, and I'm convinced that it's the men that are screwing it all up.
Great. Now that you've said what you had to say for all your female followers, let's get into the results have been and like what have you learned from this experience, and what are you frustrated with, and what are you surprised about?
Okay, small talk sucks, right? Like you have to like sit here and like come up with some shit to say, and then as a guy, you have to kind of be witty and funny and, like,
yeah.
do your research. So that's been somewhat like, what do I say? I'm like writing it, deleting it, writing it, and then just being like, whatever.
Right, because as a girl, let's be real, the girl just has to be there.
Well, well,
in the dating world,
especially the app dating world.
Yes, but even when you go out on the first date, let's be real, the girl's job is to just be there.
Why not be there? She's trying to see if this is going to work, but so are you.
Sure, but the pressure is on the guy to perform. Oh, let's be funny and yada-da-da-da-da-da, here's my car.
That's so not true.
Let me pick you up. Let's go out to this nice place. Let me pay for dinner. Like, everything is, the pressure's on the guy. The girl just has to be there.
No, there's so much more. No, you have to, like, make sure you look good. You have to make sure that, like, what you look like matches your photo that they saw. You want to make sure that you're smart and confident. And, like, there's a lot of pressures that girls have to go through, too. So, please, don't give me the, oh, I have to.
I actually put quite a bit of pressure on the woman's personality. Like, I'm like.
Yeah. I do, too. Yeah. I do, too.
If, yeah, like, if we're not funny.
But I'm saying, on the average, in the average of the dating world.
When we're talking about these douchebag guys out here that are just going on all these dates, like, they're just like, yeah, whatever. Just be here.
Just be there.
When they're not looking for anything.
Just make sure your eyebrows are nice or whatever.
You are like this guy right here. He thinks it's so easy to be a girl.
Anyways.
So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely one thing. Another thing is definitely sort of trying to get to that point of, like, asking somebody on a date without coming off as being a creep. So, like, I asked.
Has that been an obstacle for you?
Well, yeah, because it's sort of like you don't want to talk for a day and be like, hey, let's hang out. But then there's also like we all know that that's what we want this to be. Like we want to hang out and see if we actually really like each other and then get it out of the way. But like I'm like, do I ask her to go to coffee? So I was just like, coffee, dinner, you pick which one and I'll pick a place. And then I'm like, oh, my God, if I say I'm going to pick a place, does she think I'm a creeper? And like I don't know. Like,
wow.
I'm overthinking about it.
Yeah, that is interesting.
I'm loving this insight. Okay, so let's talk about, let's table that for now, because I'm really interested in the beginning of your moves here. Just the opener. What has been your, because on Bumble, the woman has to approach the guy first. And so what's been your experience with their openers?
A lot of the openers are just like, hey, which that to your point is very much like, now you have to come back.
Right. That was what I always experienced in the Bumble swiping app world. Like before I met my girlfriend, like I would find that every like conversation was started with, hey, what's up? And I was always like, wow. I even said this to a girl. I was like, that's all you got? She's like, what am I supposed to have? I was like, I don't know. But if I said that to you, you wouldn't even respond. And she goes, I don't think this is going to work.
And it ended there.
Yeah. But to that point, the girl that I did start dating, she started with heat right away. So much heat that it actually went over my head. She started with a line that was like, how do you feel about raisins? And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And she was like, I was like, I mean, they're all right, I guess. I don't know. And she's like, how about a date? Because a date. Exactly.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It's heat, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I wasn't even expecting that because most of the time it's, hey.
Or a gif.
Yeah, and I don't disagree. And I saw a lot of that. I saw a lot of the haze. And the ones that did, like, go out of their way to read the profile really quick and respond or say something in regards to that, I remember. Like, there was sort of like.
How did you respond to the haze? Like, what did you bother responding or did you just leave them alone?
No, I responded to them. I mean. So I then did the work.
Can I read that? So, like, somebody said, hey, and then you said, hey, you mentioned their name, and then you go, okay, before going any further, I need to know how to pronounce your name correctly because it's a unique name, and with, like, 20 Ds, how's your day going?
Yeah. In this process, I learned that I should use less exclamation points and question marks and...
And drag it out the words because guys don't really talk like that. We're pretty, like...
Straight.
Direct.
Yeah. That's actually been a bit of a challenge of like trying to not
that's interesting.
Type like a female.
Yeah.
Generally with
hi.
I appreciate that, by the way.
Yeah.
but then what's so to this person's credit, she started with hey, Bex dropped all that, showed some enthusiasm, and then she came right back with a double text and like really went into it. So
yeah.
there so So even though they just started with, hey, the thing is, a lot of these really attractive women on here get so many matches that I don't even blame them for just saying hey to a bunch of people.
That's because true.
Yeah, it's like, it's a numbers game at this point. And honestly, I think the most frustrating part about this is just like, I just want to be at the end result of this. I don't want to have to go.
Welcome to being a guy.
Bex is over here going, man, I wish I was balls deep right now.
Can I just get this or what? What do you mean, hey?
I have to go to dinner?
Hey.
Oh, God.
No, but
I love how this is making you a misogynist.
You guys go. No, you guys totally took that so out of context. What I'm saying is I want to get over the small talk, which honestly, most women want to do that too. Like, nobody, like, how's your day going? Do you like this? Do you like, at this point, they're getting matched with so many people. They're probably having the same conversation with so many people that they're just like.
To that point, though, as a guy, again, that's where it's like, I know, and again, I hate to be all like this, but like, again, the girl just has to be there, and then you've got this line of bachelors that are waiting to give her a rose.
The problem is,
and they're all auditioning to be the guy.
We're all competing against each other, and we need to be on a team more often and be like, you know what? No.
No, we're standing up for ourselves. But
okay, this did not call for a revolution between the two of you.
But what I will say, as a guy in the dating world, I've always been very confident in knowing, like, I know you have a line of guys that are here going, hey, what's up? I'm ready to wear my blue button down that I have for our first date. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that. But again, as a guy, and just to give you perspective, it's like, as a guy, you know that your job is to separate yourselves from the pack. And it's like, that's where you got to proceed with confidence.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that. Definitely needs to be confident. But again, there's like multiple conversations being had. Also for you guys, like, you guys are having conversations. I'm having conversations right now with 7 different women. So it's right. Also like,
what a right. Player.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
I know, it's pretty
cool. What a
cool.
Man whore you are.
But I mean, it's also, I'm skipping to the point where you guys just go out for the date. That's what I'm saying. Like,
okay.
Just get there.
So how are you getting there with these people? So far, you've set me up on maybe
one
day?
One day, yeah.
So how?
Well, I've only had 5 days. I actually am asking for a bit of an extension.
Okay.
I would like to extend this.
By how long?
5 days. Get me through the weekend.
Okay.
Because I'm at the point where I'm just like one girl has COVID, so I was real.
You match with a girl with COVID?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, obviously, oh, how you feeling? Da, da, da. I had COVID, too. I totally get it. And then I said, I know you'd rather skip the small talk, and I'd love to take you out, but don't want to catch COVID again. So until then, small talk it is.
And what was her response to
she
that?
She hasn't responded.
Oh, yeah.
I've been pretty smooth, though.
So let's talk about the
one
that
we have. Oh,
there
was somebody else that matched him in the summertime, and she hit me up and said, well, Sam up. She said, hey, Sam, I think we matched a while ago. Must be fate that we matched again.
Listen to her response. Listen to what she said back to that.
I think it's fucking smooth.
Go ahead.
Yeah, wait now.
Yeah, let's give it.
I said, hey, Julia, fate for sure. The Bumble Lords are writing our future rom-com.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
You know what I found? Tell me what you think of this. I found that people hate to be reminded that they're on the dating app, so I try to make as little references to that we're on there as possible.
That's kind of like when we're in commercials. I hate when commercials reference that it's a commercial. It's like, because then you're reminding the audience that we're in commercials. So I get it. Like, you're reminding this girl that, here we are on this app. But I don't
but
think
that's
it's
a smooth line. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was smooth.
Kind of what credits do.
But I want to get to the. You said you have a date planned.
Yes.
That's why I'm asking for the hottest one. Not hottest in looks, the hottest conversation.
Hottest lead.
Yeah, what do you got going here?
Well, this girl, she was actually pretty straightforward, which I appreciate about her. And this is the girl that we were talking, who I didn't know how to pronounce her name.
Okay.
Sam didn't know how to pronounce her name. She said, again, smooth, she goes, she said how to say it, and she says, I could tell you in person better.
Yeah, that's fire.
So.
I like the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at that point, I probably should have, this is the thing. At that point, that was her invitation.
Very much so.
Very much so. I didn't take it as that. Because I don't know. I guess I want to play it safe. I don't fucking know. So okay. So then I responded with some shit, like, we'll do it in person, whatever. And then I said, where did you move to Philly from? Because she was talking about moving to Philly. And she responded with one word, Germany. And I was like, this bitch is not happy that I didn't slide in there. So that's when I went and said, what are your plans this weekend? I'd like to learn how to say your name.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. You recovered.
That's good.
So then what?
Well, I'm just waiting for her to respond.
So there is no date.
Well, I mean, not in this exact second, but there will be.
Read just that?
So no, she didn't.
I just want to show you what the screen looks like. You don't even have to read the words, but, like, here's what the screen. Her, she's in gray. Bex is in yellow.
Let me see.
That's rough, man.
Yeah, but no, that's so messed up. Scroll up, you'll see that.
But until
because she gave you the bait and you didn't take it.
Oh wow!
That's
I didn't realize how little conversation you had. You really got there fast. I'm impressed.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Not much. That's good.
Yeah.
But this girl is sitting here going, I threw it out there. I don't want to sit here on the app. You're all chatty on the app.
Exactly.
What are we doing?
She gave me the bait. I didn't take it. So then
mind
I had
if I
to
look
recover.
To see what you're saying to some of these other people?
Yeah, please go. Okay.
Yeah, let's have some examples.
And first, what we really need to do before we get into that is we need to look at my profile and see what she's saying on my profile.
Yeah.
So what it says.
Because it's been updated a few times.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
What it says is my love language is splitting a pie of pizza. Is that the increment that pizza come in? Even if it's a Hawaiian.
Well, I updated that quite a bit.
Yeah, so seeking just a guy's typo. That's good. Make me sound like a complete idiot. Seeking someone to share pizza with. So, again.
Man, facts.
Coming back to the pizza.
The thing is, you've been sitting here patting yourself on the back for 5 days talking about how smooth you are, and you've got already typos, and he's talking about pizza in the two questions he was asked.
I didn't realize that it was in there twice.
I'm still not over how Game of Thrones ended. If I were president, dogs would be allowed everywhere. I see what you're doing
there. That's a good
play. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the two double pizza reference, that was my bet.
The pie of pizza, I don't even get that line. Like, I know what a pizza pie is, but to say, like, I think you meant to
I
say.
I think it's a slice of pizza. I don't think.
No, you're
I don't
sharing
think the increment,
a pie of pizza.
Who talks like that?
People straight from Italy. A pie of pizza.
A pie of pizza.
How would you say it?
A slice of pizza?
Yeah,
no,
or
there's
split.
A slice of pizza. You're not going to share a slice
of
pizza.
Or a split of pizza. Like, like, I'll split a pizza with you. To say I'll split a pie of pizza
it's
is
a
like,
pie.
A pie is pizza.
So it's like you're saying.
No. That's redundancy.
It's like you're saying I'll split a pizza of pizza.
No.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
No, it's not.
What's up, DC? Hey. We're on the podcast.
You want to be on the podcast, DC?
Negative.
Real quick, DC, though, do you know if I say to you a pie of pizza, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See? Yeah, but no, that's out of context. It's redundance. So what's going on here is Bex has taken over Nugget's Bumble. Okay. She's running his Bumble for a week, all right? And the opening line, read the opening line.
It's very Detroit or Chicago. It's very Midwest.
Sure, but read this line.
I said, my love language is splitting a pie of pizza. Yeah.
See, you knew. Hold on. There's a different. You knew what she meant.
I knew what she meant, too.
Yeah, we know
that doesn't
what
mean
means.
That it's a good line.
I never asked if it was good, okay?
Okay, so there's the profile. Now let me look and see what these conversations are.
Okay, I'm not going to lie, though. Maybe this is a bad thing, but when I'm swiping, I'm not looking at what's in their profile outside of their job and their height for you. I've
right,
been cognizant
thank you.
About that. Those are only two things I'm looking at. I'm not looking at their profile until we match and they reach out.
Right. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to waste time for no reason. So she starts with, hey, how has your week been? That's the person starting. And then you said, hey, to be totally honest, slow after a long weekend. Coasting till Christmas, but been listening to Beyonce on repeat, so I'm feeling good. Ha, how's your week going?
Jesus Christ.
And then she says, oh, I like your choice of music. Wink face.
This is a Beyonce girl.
My week is good. Busy, but it's going by quick. And then she said, I'm glad you got the joke. I immediately regretted sending it.
Oh.
Ha. So, other than Jesus. Beyonce, who rounds out your top five artists? Spelled top stop instead of top, so that's good that there's a typo there. And then that person hasn't responded since December 1st. Okay.
Oh, And they read that?
Yep.
Okay. They didn't read that.
They absolutely read it. It's been a day. So then the other person, somebody starts there with, hey there. And then Beck says, hey, I need to know who that adorable dog is in your picture. And then this person responded. And then Bex actually left her hanging.
Bex is the worst dater.
This is great.
You know, I've always been a very lazy dater. I'm not lying.
And the amount of times
she
came in here.
Because girls just have to be there. Thank you. Crowla credits.
We got to end it after a couple of these because you guys got to go on the air. But so somebody started with a GIF that says, whale, hello there. And it's a GIF of a whale. And then Bex responded with, how are, like a pirate GIF, and then you.
That's not bad.
That's so smooth. Bad.
And then that's the COVID person.
I don't know about smooth.
That's the COVID person. And then let's see. Somebody started with a really good opener. That's the person where you responded about the Bumble gods.
Yeah,
By the way,
I think that was great.
She hasn't responded since then.
I literally just sent it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not horrible.
Like, that's you. Okay, that's you, me, but you, saying, like, this could go somewhere. Like, and she likes movies. She made a movie reference in her profile, so I was cognizant of that. So that's you saying that this could go somewhere. This could be our future.
Okay. Somebody says, I want pizza all the time in reference to my pie of pizza post on my profile. I want pizza all the time.
Pizza?
Pie of pizza?
Uh-huh.
I want pizza all the time, but sometimes it's better in a pie than a slice. You know, multiple first bites. And then you said, I like the way you think. Ha, favorite topping? So that conversation's going to get spicy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mature audiences only. Yeah. There. So that's it.
Yeah.
For right now.
Love the matches, though.
How would you grade yourself here on this project so far?
Well, I've had a busy week, so I'm not going to lie. I haven't given this 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say I'm at like 78%.
So you want like another
lot of work.
Another
so you think
days.
You have a C plus?
I would give myself like a B. Yeah, I would give myself like a B.
Okay.
But again,
I mean, one date and you've had it for 5 days. So that's
we don't have a date. We have nothing.
You're right. We don't have.
We
a
have
date.
Nothing.
Yeah, you're
we
right.
We have absolutely nothing.
Okay, so you need you're asking for an extension.
Yeah.
Extension granted, and then we'll do another recap.
I love it.
This is great. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Make sure you follow and like and subscribe and all that shit, so that you can see the update. By the way.
Yeah. And I'm really sorry, all these girls.